You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with sports, chat, and more.
Hey, good evening, good evening. Happy Monday, man. We're back again. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers. Mother's Day yesterday. Thank you for joining us. We are going to have a good show today. We're going to have a young, I wouldn't even say up and coming because he's been in the business for a long time. He's a very young man. He's an award-winning director and producer in the music business and movie business. So we're going to have a conversation with him today, Terrius Watson. We're going to actually try to get a little bit about talk about his business, what he's going on with his business, but we're going to talk a little bit about him because since this is a sports forum, a sports and more, we're going to talk a little bit about his career as a high school ball player and, you know, what did that do for him and give him the determination of where he's at today. So we're going to have a good, great conversation with him. He'll be on at the bottom of the hour at 8:30. So I'm hoping to you guys stay tuned to take part in a great conversation we're going to have with Terrius Watson. He is actually part of the creator of Origin TV. Origin TV is actually a very popular free network. I wouldn't say, no, I'm sorry, not free network. It actually, you have to pay for the app, but it's Origin TV, it's O-R-G-E-N TV. Go ahead, Dad, download the app. He's also a part of the Real Big Vision. So you want to go at Origin TV or at Real Big Vision, go concentrate on that and give him some more love, man. So we're gonna before we start, we know that Dixon's going to be in. Dixon's going to be in probably for about 20 minutes. He usually just pop in the studio and have some conversation. It's always good to have Dixon in. He's more the life of our party, man. He keep things going. So before we go, man, let's talk a little bit about, since this is a sport network, sports show, we're going to talk a little bit about the basketball playoffs that we have going on. Right now, as we speak, Celtics playing Cleveland Cavaliers. Celtics and up 55-53. The Nuggets yesterday end up 115-107 against the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards score of 40 plus points in the losing cost. Also we have Pacers 121, the New York Knicks 89. I still think the New York Knicks going to take that over. I don't care what Pacers do, but New York Knicks just have a better team to go along with what they have going on. I mean, we just got to enjoy the playoffs, man. It's just really good just to be part of just this playoff. And it's kind of weird because we don't have a lot of superstars in the playoffs. Like, this is the first time in a long time that LeBron James is not in the playoffs. So, you know, it's one of those things where you got to take the good with the bad. And it's hard for me to really pay attention to a lot of what's going on because LeBron and Anthony Davis, that's the, you know, Lakers is my team. So it's hard to even watch a playoff with those guys not being there. Let's get over to Major League. Major League Baseball we have a lot of games today. Right now in the middle of the sixth, we have Blue Jays 1, Orioles 1. End of the fifth, we have Marlins 3, Tigers 3, tie game. Bottom of the third, Mets 2, Phillies 1. Then we go into the top of the third, the Rays are tied with the Red Sox 3-3. There's no score at the bottom of the third for the Cubs and the Braves. Top of the second, 2-0, Pirates 2, Brewers nothing. And we got some late games, 8:05 game, 8:10 games. We're going to give you some scores on those a little bit later. So right now we just trying to make sure that we keep you updated with all the scores, trying to get some of a little everything that's going on. So we're watching a little bit of the situation with, I think, Shaq and Shannon Sharp. was going at it, I would say a couple of days ago. And one of the things I want to talk about is that I still don't see the problem with what Shannon Sharpe said about Shaq. Shaq was the most dominant center in his era, but you know, when he is right now, it's just funny how a lot of the guys who they're not playing ball anymore and they get on the TV and it's okay for them to talk about the present ball players, the present, even as basketball or football. They can have this conversation about how these guys are playing and how they should do it and how they should do it. But as minute as somebody says something about them, they take it personal. And what Shannon Sharpe said about Shaq, he was right. I mean, Shaq himself, I mean, Kobe said it about Shaq. Kobe says that he think if Shaq had had more work ethics, he would have been much better or much further than he win more awards than he did. So, I mean, what's wrong with Kobe saying it and Shannon Sharpe saying it? It's just, guys, if you guys can dish out and dish out every time you talk, you want to okay to talk about other athletes, but no one should talk about you. And it makes no sense that it's easy for you to talk. Shaq, he talked so much about, I can't remember the center name, he called Superman, and Shaq would talk about him, how weak he is and all that stuff. And it was okay, you know, but it's okay for Shaq to do that, but no one can talk about Shaq at all. And I don't think that's fair for him to be on TNT, talk about whoever he wants to talk about, but the minute of Shannon Sharpe says something about him, he took offense to it, and it's not fair. I mean, that goes to anybody out there, that if you can dish it out, you should be able to take it. Why would you always want to be the one to say things and not be able to take it to you? Again, you listen to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, Sports Chat and more. We talk sports and we talk everything else beyond sports, because sports is life and life is sports. You want to give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 667-467-2407. And again, we're just waiting for Dixon to roll in. My co-host, Tony Holton, is out. He have some family issues, so he won't be popping to the studio today, so we're just going to wing it and help it going. Today, we're going to actually give a happy birthday to the happy birthday man, Stevie Wonder. Today's his birthday, so we want to say happy birthday to Stevie Wonder again and again to all the moms. You know, we're one day after Mother's Day, but we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers today for Mother's Day yesterday. We had couple of baseball travel ball tournaments that was just the one-day tournaments on Saturdays. So and that went well. I had a team that a 12U team that actually played in one of the tournaments. We didn't win any games, but we were very close. We did a great job with that. And, you know, what we have to understand, too, is a lot of organizations out there they are actually falling apart and trying to get, you know, to get reestablished and dissolving. And as a fact, I'm part of the Savage Academy, and we have been a year in the system as yet, you know, as a travel ball team, and just had a meeting today with another organization who's dissolving and have over 50 players that they want to send our way. You know, organization. So our organization now is growing from three teams to maybe six or seven teams, and we got to be ready to handle that capacity of ball players. So, you know, we just got to make sure, instead of seeing what's going on, and make sure we plan for the big picture of what's going on out there. We organization that's been in there for like I said, maybe 8 months. We started last fall with three teams, actually 14. We had 12, 13, 14, and 15. And for the spring, we had 11, 12, 13, and we couldn't do the 14 and older because they were still in high school. So now that the high school baseball is almost to the end, earlier say about, I have to check the scores. I know Brookwood was playing Grayson High School baseball, and the last score I got was 3-0. Grayson High School was up on Brookwood. Grayson have a great program. I think Brookwood have three Division One players, pitchers actually. They're throwing almost in the mid-90s, but Grayson baseball team actually was able to stay ahead. And the last score that I had at 6:30, 7 o'clock was Grayson was up 3-0. I'm going to try to see if I get that score for you, final score is. And so what we're going to talk about today is to make sure that we have a conversation with Mr. Terrius Watson, and we're going to have a lot of conversation, ask him a lot about, him, because he also grew up playing football at the Grayson High School area. And I remember one time that talking to him, and he it's so much different in college, because when he went to college to play football, I remember he said that the high school coaching and the high school practices was even harder than the college practices. So that says something about the caliber of high school that Grayson at that time high school was. You know, that's a high school that produced Robert Condici, his brother, Williams, I can't remember the first name, also a lot of players come out of there. I can't give the names of a lot of them right now, but a lot of them came out of that Grayson High School that's end up in NFL. So, you know, we just have to let these, you know, all the young kids that's coming into sports. And we were talking today about the difference between some programs. And I'm not sure how the other programs are, but when you look at baseball players that come out of East Cobb, these guys, they have so many different situations. They have an infield coach, an outfield coach, a base running coach. They have nutritionists. They have everything. And then you wonder sometimes why your 13-year-old look different than their 13-year-old. So that's the things that we as Savage want to start implementing in our kids as well. I mean, if you can't beat it, join it, you know. So we're going to, for next spring, we're going to try to implement a lot of different programs with our youngsters and grow them from the inside out, man. I mean, you know, from grassroots, knowing how to play the game, get on the field, be ready, be strong, and move forward in the game. If this is a sport that you, whatever sport it is, and I'm saying baseball because that's what I'm familiar with. But whatever sport that you are with, you have to put the work in. Now, if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get what it takes to make you the next level player. You got to be the next level player. And how to be the next level player, you have to give it 100%. You got to rock. You got to roll. You can't just think that you can just wake up and everything is going to be real easy for you. So, you know, we're going to talk to him about that. Then we're going to talk to him mainly about what he's doing in his life right now, what got him started, why he chose what he chose, and how he feels about his future endeavor. So those are the things that we're going to talk to Terrius about. Again, he's an award-winning director and producer, so he knows the rope. He knows what's going on. One thing I saw about this young man as well as growing his business, he hired a lot of young up and comings. You know, he hired them and make sure that they're ready, because I think what he wanted to do is pass the baton on to even as young as he is, he still want to pass the baton on to others. So this is one of the things that we're going to actually talk about and make sure, you know, we're going to pick his brain, make sure he let us know what's going on, everything like that. We're going to take a little pause. We'll be right back. Just listen in, and we'll, again, on the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Mr. Terrius Watson.
You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with sports, chat, and more.
Well, hey, let's get back to the scores. Last time I give you the scores at the top of the fifth, I'm going to go over the baseball scores again. We're going to go back over and see where they're at and what inning they're in and what they're playing. Now, final game, we have the Phillies over the Marlins. These are yesterday's game. Phillies beat the Marlins 7-6. These are all yesterday's scores. Astros over the Tigers 9-3. The Guardians over the White Sox 7-0. Cardinals beat the Brewers 4-3. Rockies over the Rangers 3-1. The Reds lost 1 point, 5-6 to the Giants. Again, another final from yesterday's Royals beat Angels 4-2. Dodgers went down 4-0 against San Diego. San Diego have a great young team this year. We'll get back to that. Marlins over Athletics 8-4, and then we had Atlanta. Mets over Atlanta 3-4. Atlanta actually was up on them. I think at the first inning, Atlanta went up 1-0, and then Atlanta went 2-0, Mets came back 2-2, and then they ended up winning that game. It was a very, very good game. Today's game, Orioles, top of the seventh. We're going to go back to today's game. We were talking about them, so they actually had a couple of innings more that they played. So Orioles at the top of the seventh. Orioles over the Blue Jays, 2-1. Tigers, a tie, still in a tie in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bob, top of the fourth, Mets over the Phillies. 3-1, bottom of the fourth again. The Reds and the Rays are still tied. Cubs and the Braves are tied 0-0 in the middle of the fourth inning. Pirates up on the Brewers, bottom of the second. Guardians and the Rangers just started top of the first at 0-0, so they were waiting. Also mid first, Astros with the Athletics tie game 0-0. And then we have the late games tonight at 9:38 and 9:40. They have some games tonight with some other teams. So what we're doing is we're just going to follow up and let you know. So we're actually waiting again to see if D. Dixon will roll in. It's funny because we had this show, myself and Dixon had this show, I would say about 6 years, 7 years ago. Maybe even longer, like 8 years ago, and we were doing this show for a long time, and everything was going pretty good, and we got away from the show, and then we were asked to come back, and it's funny that we came back as if we never left, and that's one of the good things about the show is that we are here for the everybody, you know. We have like the Terrius Watson, who's a professional. We'll have him, but there were some people that's good in the neighborhood, and they want to talk about what they do in the neighborhood, whether it's sports or whatever it is. Hey, feel free to hit us up and let us know what you got going on. We have a Facebook page. Hit us up on Facebook, messenger us, and let us know what you want to come on, what your topic's going to be out, what you want a topic to be on, and we'll talk to you and set up a format and what we're going to talk about. So it's for everybody, man. It's not just for the professionals out there. We're here to talk to everybody. And if you want to, we have a lot of people here listening to us on the radio. If you want to give us a call at 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Give us a call anytime, man. We're on every Monday live, 8 to 9:30. We started 8 to 9. And I think it got pretty good, so we had to add an extra 30 minutes on the show at the bottom of the hour. I'm excited, really, to get to the bottom of the hour and so we can have a conversation with Mr. Terrius Watson from Origin TV and Will Big Vision. And he have a lot of big vision, huge visions when he first started. His endeavor and what he's doing in his business. But it's one of those things where, you have to sit back and watch these young men grow and say to yourself, you know what, this is this is something that you can't wish but great things for young people. Again, on my co-host Tony Holden won't be in today. He'll have family matters, so he left me here to hold the helm, and I'm holding the helm up, man. And we're doing what we need to do to make sure that we have a good program tonight. We're just waiting in the bottom hour so we can have Dixon to show up, and then we'll have a conversation with Terrius Watson at the bottom of the hour. So give us an opportunity to talk to him and move from there. And we're going to give you a little bit more scores. And again, I had to make the comment on the Shaq and Shannon Sharpe situation. I just think that they kind of blew a little bit. Shaq kind of blew it a little out of proportion, and he did a diss track, a rap track. He's not a rapper, you know. He's a basketball player. I mean, you know, so he always, you know, wanted to rap. I mean, he's fun when he did it, but as a diss track, I mean, he could easily pick up the phone and talk to Shannon Sharpe then and have a conversation with him. But I just think that he wanted to make a big show out of it. So, you know, we're going to be here. We're going to rock and have wait for Mr. Watson to come aboard, talk to him a little bit, and, you know, we'll go from there. At the end, at 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a special guest going to come on every day, or every Monday guest going to come on. Our topic is really going to be Caribbean, Caribbean and the European way of how the Caribbean see stuff and the European see stuff. It's different because we were talking the other day, and it was more or less like, we cannot accept you creating our history for us. And I think that's one of the things that the European, like especially the Netherlands, is trying to create the history for the Caribbean island, the Dutch Caribbean island, and they're trying to fight that back, and not have that to be part of what's going on with the Caribbean. I mean, I think you should be able to write your own history, because it's your history, it's his story, not your story, not their story. So this is one of the things that we're going to have a conversation about at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock after we have a conversation with Mr. Watson. So we're going to make sure that we implement that with Ms. Rhoda Arendelle, and we go from there. But we're going to make sure that we cover everything. That's one thing about us. We at this show, we cover everything. Nothing that no stone left unturned. We making sure that everybody understand, and then we're not when we say things, it's not that everybody gonna agree with us or anything like that. So you know, it's like we have to make sure that people understand that you can't always agree. You can also agree to disagree in your efforts and what you feel and how you feel. So we have to understand that about how things are. So don't get offended when someone says something, and don't feel as if, you know, they're coming at you that way. You always have to understand that, you know, you just gotta be there. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna hold off a little bit, and we're gonna, you know, let people know how we feel. You know, so that's just about it. You know, we just got to just be happy that we're enjoying life, and happy that everything is going the way it's supposed to go, and stop getting all, you know. Come. So in the studio right now, we have Mr. Terrius Watson. Terrius, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm glad to have you on the show, man. This is CRS Radio, Sports Chat and More. We're gonna do some more with you, but let's talk a little sports and stuff. Tell us a little bit about who Terrius is and his, you know, where he grew up and his sports endeavors.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you know, I played in Gwinnett County, Georgia, one of the most prestigious prep football communities in the United States. Played from 6 years old all the way till 20. Played a little bit of college football. It was mostly football, a little bit of basketball, but definitely all football throughout my high school and college career.
I was telling the audience a little bit too about what something you said when you started going to college. I think you said that you thought that the high school, because the high school you came from is top notch and is one of the best in the country. But you were saying that the high school training was a little bit more, even more intense than college training. Am I right when I said that?
Yeah, when I was in college, I was the most conditioned out of my entire team. But in high school, I would probably be in the top 20, maybe top 20 out of 100 players. And condition-wise, I would be in the top 20. But in college, I was most likely, if not second, I was first.
Wow. It's crazy because at high school and college, you would think that college would have been, would give you a lot bit more. But that's to tell you the caliber of football that Grayson High School was, because I remember when you played, you guys was ranked, I would say either fifth or third. What were you guys ranked high when you played, wasn't it?
Yeah, we was ranked. We was ranked number one in the country, but it's always different polls. So, like on one poll, we'll be ranked number one in the country. Then another poll, we'll be ranked like top two or three. But for the most part, we was in the top five. And honestly, I feel like the main separation is that it just depends on what program you go to when you're in college. And a lot of the times the college athletes are drinking, partying, smoking, and that doesn't take away from the athleticism, because if you're athletic, it doesn't matter, what you put in your body. Of course, it can hinder your performance, but like if Michael Jordan started drinking before a game, he's still going to be better than I was at basketball. So, I feel like that's just the main separation when you get to college. Conditioning wise, you may not need to play a lot of plays in college. If you're a running back in college, you may play two or three snaps at a time, and then the next guy's coming in high school. It's not like that. You're most likely going to play the whole series, if not back-to-back series, and then, the next guy will come in the next series. So it really just depends.
I got you. And then you decided, I'm going to take up take up a camera at first. And you took that camera up and you never looked back. What make you say this was it? What make you say, this is what I want to do?
Honestly, I just took the same mentality that I had from playing sports, was to just go hard with every opportunity that you got. It didn't matter if I was taking trash out or, cleaning, sweeping floors. I was going to make sure I did it at the highest capacity that I was able to do it. So I felt like, I picked that up with the entertainment side of things. I just applied that same hustle and work ethic, and that just carries over. I feel like, if you play sports early on, those principles that you learn would definitely set you up for success in any other career path that you choose. At the end of the day, nobody can't really stop you from achieving the goals that you want to achieve except for you. So, that's kind of was my determination, my principles.
I got you. I know I told my audience that you are award-winning director and producer. What was the awards that you won, if you would let us know?
I haven't won a lot of awards. I did win an achievement award like 4 years ago, as a producer. But definitely a lot of like accolades as far as like viewership. You know, my company has reached hundreds of millions of views since starting. You know, that's definitely like, you know, music videos, reality shows. So we've, you know, we produced thousands of different content pieces.
And I know you work with a wide variety of people and a wide variety of things.
Yeah.
I also told them you are the creator of the Origin TV, and I noticed you have a real big vision. What are those? What are those?
Yeah. So Real Big Vision is our production company, and that's a full service production company. So, you know, when it comes to creating content in-house, you know, that's the company that we operate under. So music videos, documentaries, realities, that's just strictly the production and, like, marketing side of things. And Origin TV is our independent exclusive TV network, which is on demand, 24/7, available, you know, worldwide. There we have apps on the App Store, Google Play, as well as Roku TV, and as well as on the web, on the direct site, you can watch as well. The Origin TV is basically a new entertainment hub, you know, for creatives to come in and produce, you know, get their content distributed and given opportunities for, you know, minorities and, you know, just people that normally don't have this opportunity to be in the entertainment industry. And we offer that, basically being that gateway to the new Hollywood.
So if I'm Mr. Joe Blow down the street and I want to get onto Origin TV, how would I get onto Origin TV? What would I have to do to get on it?
Yeah, I mean, just like with anything, I feel like in life, it's all about connections and being connected to the right people. That's definitely, that gives you leverage in a lot of, you know, windows. You have to obviously make it known that this is what you're doing and, you know, the opportunities is going to come knocking on your door. But really, you know, we try to create the platform to where we're accessible. And it's like, you know, we want to take it from anybody at home could just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to, you know, produce, I want to write, I want to direct. And, you know, if you're putting in the work and you've done the background and the research, then we want to be, you know, a potential partner and help you get to that next level, whether it's working on set, whether it's coming up with ideas, you know, whether it's acting, you know, anything that, you know, you feel like we can help you, you know, we're here to do that.
So you would walk them through the process of what they want to do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say walk them through the process, but, you know, we could put them in positions for them to grow and reach the next level of their entertainment career, because every system has different parts to where it, to, for it to work, it has to fit. So I'm not saying I could just take anybody and put them where they want to go. It's more so, you know, where they can help us and we feel like we can help them and take them to that next dimension of what they're trying to do. Honestly, it's like with Hollywood, it's a lot of gatekeeping and it's a lot of, like if somebody's related to somebody, they have a greater opportunity. And, you know, basically we're here to like eliminate those challenges and those problems. And honestly, the for the most part, the everyday person doesn't really know anybody that's a major actor, like as far as like in their family or somebody that they talk to on a day-to-day basis. And that's a major problem because it's like the entertainment industry is, you know, majority, you know, Caucasian and white people, but there's also a lot of great actors that are minorities, whether they're Black, Mexican, Asian, but they don't get the same opportunities as the white people. So we're here to create more opportunity rather than just sit back waiting on the opportunity.
I know sometimes I would be scrolling through, sometimes it's Facebook or it may be whatever platform it is, and I would see the Country Wayne skits. What do you think about those skits?
Yeah, Country Wayne, he's definitely funny. I actually have a friend that actually is one of the main actors in his skits, but he definitely is very talented. It didn't come overnight as far as, like, developing his skits and his series. You know, it was something that he stuck with and just kept producing. And now he has a full-fledged brand, you know, that opens up doors for a lot of different people.
Because a lot of it, man, I follow some of it, and it's exciting. You know, they have not just one story; they have different stories. And I'm always saying to myself, man, I wonder if Terrence would get his hand, if he get his hand on Terrence, he probably get a good director as well. So I always thought that about the Country Wayne skit. So I mean, if something like that come available, would you say, hey, you know, let me put my hands on it?
Right, yeah, definitely. Which skits do you like of his, or that you remember?
He had one. I think he have like four different people that does the editing. Like one, Mike Blitz, I think does his portion. Then you have the one with him, with the one with the lady Amber and I can't remember the husband name in the skit. I think he ended up getting her best friend pregnant, and it's a real nice storyline. And every time you look at it, it's a different storyline. I'm like, okay, this is a good storyline. They do a good job with the storylines. They have different producers that do different things.
Yeah, have you seen the one where the girl, she's missing her tooth?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, yeah, that's my friend. She didn't do it.
Okay. Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's. I look every time it popped up, and I think the content and the algorithm comes in real well, because it will pop up a lot on a lot of people's phone. And I think I was watching Country Wayne on the Shannon Sharp podcast, and he was saying how many skit they do per month. You know, they do like almost like. I think 10 a day. So it's like it's just kicking out and it's doing well.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, they're definitely doing a lot of work. That's really what it is. It's just a lot of production and a lot of effort being put into it.
And Origin TV, how is that going? How is Origin TV going? And then how long have the Real Big Vision started? How long did you start doing the Real Big Vision?
Yeah, Real Big Vision started around like 2017. We rebranded a little over a year ago. That's been going really well. Like I said, we produce thousands of productions, small and long form content. Origin TV has been really well. We just signed a deal with a new TV personality. Her name is Chyna Willis. So we're excited about that and taking that to the next dimension. She has a new dating show that's coming out in this summer. So we're rolling out, you know, different content pieces to get her fan base and her audience, you know, aware of her new show. She has an audience of a little over 4 million people collectively. So
wow.
This, you know, it's a show that we're looking forward to.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, man, I'm proud of you. So it's one of those things where I just want to get you out there. So if anybody wanted to know anything about the Origin TV, Real Big Vision, or Aquarius, where can they go and find this element?
Yeah, you can tap in with us at realbigvision.com and Origin TV.com. You can download the Origin TV app on the Google App Store, or Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, and Roku TV Store. Definitely feel free to reach out, you know, if you want to work with us on set. If you want to work remotely,
you know, definitely you can send us an email or send us a contact inquiry through Real Big Vision website.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I appreciate anything left that you think I didn't ask, or maybe you wanna let the listening audience know about what you got going on. What program you have? What projects you're working on right now?
Yeah, so one of our main projects right now is China Willis Show. You know, that's a priority for us, as well as we got different music videos that we're working on. Something that we didn't tap on. So, like, your audience, what's the audience as far as, like, age or demographics for this radio?
We're more of an adult. To be honest, you're more of an adult, 25 and older. Listeners, mm-hmm. But our listeners is worldwide. This is more of an internet radio. You have people
yeah.
from the Caribbean, people from the U.S., you have people from anywhere in the world that can actually log on and listen to the radio show. It's worldwide. You have probably 400 or 500 listeners, like, right now, you know, listening.
Okay, nice. That's nice. So, yeah, really I would say, you know, if it's more so for a little older adults that's trying to get into the entertainment industry, it's never too late. If you look at people like Oprah Winfrey, Samuel Jackson, you know, these people started their careers later and they're still developing and, you know, finding new roles because as you age, you know, new opportunities open up. So it's never too late. To get into the entertainment industry, and acting isn't as hard as you think it is. Of course, you know, you have to put in the work as well. But it's just, you know, if you want to work behind the scenes on camera, there's a lot of different opportunities. So, you know, that's my two cents.
And they can get in touch with you if they want to do this. Should they go to your IG? Where would someone, you know, find you and say, hey, I want to do this?
Yeah, the best way to reach for production-related stuff is to go through realbigvision.com, and there's a contact button, and you can just fill out your inquiry there.
That's good. What we will do also on the radio show, we'll actually put it on our Facebook as well, so people will see it and then let them know why this website is there. And I wish you all the luck, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I hope to have you back again another time to have some more conversation. It's okay with you, man.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely. I love to talk sports.
I know you're busy, man. You know, so I got to make sure, you know, take the little time that I got with you, because I guarantee you probably phone probably ring probably 3 or 4 times since you on the radio with me. So,
yeah, it did.
I know. So I want to make sure that I get you in and get you out and let you know, man. I appreciate your conversation, man. We'd definitely like to do this again. Let us know what you got going on, and we would definitely put all your information on our Facebook web page as well. And thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for coming on, and much success, much love, man. You know that.
Yeah, no doubt. Just let me know whenever you need me back on. I would love to come back on.
All right. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. That was Mr. Terry Watson, man, the director, producer, Origin TV and Real Big Vision. Again, like he said the same thing I'm saying on our show, man. It's not just for the big professionals. If you're a local person and you want to just even say something, come on, and you have a content or you have something you want people to know about, just feel free to you know, hit us up and talk to us. Again, our call-in number is 661-467-2407. Give us a call, and we would feel free to just express who you are, what you are, what you want to talk about, and that's what we do. We're not the person just think you got to be the big out there person before we put you on our show. I mean, yeah, Terrace is a big, well-known guy, but that doesn't mean that you have to, be afraid to get on a show, you know. So we got to make sure that you can come on and you can have conversation. And like Terrence was just saying, it's about growth. If you want to do something, just go, you know, put your best foot forward, put the work in. And he actually talked about his sports background, and his sports background is what made him determined enough and work hard. But he said if he got to throw trash or wash dishes, he wanted to be the best dishwasher. He wanted to be the best garbage picker if he had to do it, you know. Happened so he put himself, put a camera in his hand, and that's what he decided to do. And he wanted to be the best at it. And trust me, he's one of the best at it. He's good at what he does. He worked with many artists. He was so modest. Be honest with you, he's modest. And a lot of the artists that he worked with, I could easily call some of them. I don't know half of them, but he worked with 2 Chainz. He worked with all these guys. The music video, Spice. I think her name is Spice. She worked. Terrence, is that her name? Spice? No, he's probably gone. But Spice, I think the reggae singer Spice. He talked he dealt with her. And do all that stuff. And you know what? The funny thing, all this time, look, we just walk in the studio, man. Well, what's going on? Where you been, man?
Yeah, I was just trying. I said, let me pop in on you, man. I know you. I didn't come in the office last weekend, man. I know you. So I said, let me pop in for a little while. I'm still trying to get stuff together for this homecoming. You know, this Saturday is going to be Granny's funeral. So I'm just running in trying to get some stuff together and just. I said, let me holler at you, see what's going on. How's everything?
Not too bad. I was talking to HR the other day, man. You ever listen to the Ricky Smiley show, radio show?
Yeah, remember in the morning it comes up here on the radio, 94.5 in the morning.
You know the character Black Tony?
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
He never show up to work. That's you.
hey. Black Tony, funny man. Black Tony said, "Man, I had an operation. Something to AB, man. He'd be happy cracking up, man. He'd be
He got to do a autopsy.
yeah.
But he gonna be in tomorrow.
You know, shit, have you been keeping an eye on the basketball? The series, man, it's some good games. They've been. Let me hook you up real quick. Let you know what's going on. Right now, the Celtics in the third quarter. They're in game 4. Boston leads that series. 2-1. The Celtics up 81-74 there. And then, you know, the other series, Dallas and the Thunders. I mean, that series is surprising. Dallas is leading that series 2-1.
That is surprising, to be honest with you. That is surprising.
Seventh game
is close, you know. It's close. Well, it's 78-74. Right. You're right.
Oh, that was okay. So now, yeah, that's right. Matter of fact, last night Denver had a good game. They tied it up. So the series is tied now. I'm sorry, the series
it's
is tied.
Weird, though, you know what's weird is that they came in and they make Denver look so bad the first 2 games in Denver.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And then last night, what's his name had a good game. Jamal had a good game, and boom, boom, boom. Now it's like tied 2 games apiece, but. The Knicks is what scared me, though. Even New York, New York was up
New
celebrating. York, you know, they was up, huh?
They lost almost 30-something points last night, New York.
Yeah, as I'm saying, they were up 2 games, and now it's 2-2. They're going back to New York, so I mean, it's like, hope they can do what they got to do. So really, Boston's controlling that series. They're doing good. The Denver series is going to be go down to the wire. That's going to be a good series. You know, I think that should be a good series. I'm hoping the Knicks to take it. So the Knicks take that series, they would have to probably pay the Celtics, I'm thinking. You know, so
they'll have to pay Celtics.
Yeah. So it's the Mavericks. That's right. The Mavericks are Dallas Mavericks. They're leading 2-1. That's Kyrie them boys. OKC had a good young team, but I thought they would be, you know, I guess Kyrie's playing really good this year. I think he gelled in now with the guy out there. They said, you know, you didn't hear nothing bad about him this year. You didn't hear no issues with Kyrie, nothing like that. It seemed like he mellowed out and he joined the team and bought into it. So
that also could tell you that was it really always Kyrie, though? You know, it could have been a lot of issues that caused him to do what he was doing, I say what he was saying. But sometimes when you stand up and say what you have to say, people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? And so, maybe this year, I got a question for you. Change it over a little bit. I don't know how close you and I talked about it earlier on the show, how close you will listen to the Shaq and Shannon Sharpe situation. What do you think about it? Have you ever heard? Did you hear about it?
I clicked Shaq had called, Joke had called in, and he was saying, congratulations, big man. But he said, I'm going to tell you straight to my face, this other guy, he felt should have got, there's nothing wrong. I don't see this hating or nothing like that from that aspect. When he called me and said, hey, congrats, it's a great season. And I just thought, because every year when somebody, the other year, I think the guy from Philly got it one year, and they said Philly guy should have got it, but they gave it to the same Joker again. So, everybody has their opinion, I think the guy. So at that point, I didn't see no problem. Then I turn around and see this tape, and I see that Shannon had an interview with him and Ocho Cinco and the other guy. The other guy used to play basketball. The other guy that played. So I listened to their podcast. So I listened to Arena talking smart. He was saying, hey, they changed the game around for Shaq, and back in the game, the days are different. So I Shannon was coming at Shaq kind of hard. Thinking, well, his work at home, which he could have gotten.
The thing. I don't think he was coming at him hard. I really don't. I tell you what I got out of what Shannon was saying. Shannon was saying that, and this, man, all these guys who are ball players, they get on the TV and they talk about everybody, They talk about everybody. But the minute that somebody says something to them about them, they're upset. You know what I'm saying? So all Shannon was saying, listen, man, every time a big man win the MVP, you're saying that you should have, back in the day you were this, and back in the day, and they shouldn't get this, they shouldn't get that. And all Shannon was saying, dude, you had that opportunity. You won one MVP in all your
I never heard Shaq cut the Luke Joker down. He just said he didn't feel that there's another guy was better. But when Shannon was coming,
I'm gonna say congratulations, man. So maybe I'm gonna tell somebody else. Man, I don't think D. I think Johnny should have beat D out of it. I don't think. Well, I'm not gonna come and tell you. I don't think you should have won it. I think somebody else should have won it.
But I think the way you are and when me and you are, you respect the guy. Hey, if a guy said, "Hey, D, man, you did good," but I think somebody did better.
I would
say me going around and say like, "Man, Shaq saying it behind my back, talking that I didn't deserve an award." I think Shaq came in, straightforward. Hey, you did good. Congratulations as a big man. But I still think X, Y. Had a better year, so that's entitled to say that. He didn't say that he's sorry or he sucked. He just said he thought, which that's opinion, right? Because a lot of times me and you have disagreement. You say, hey,
exactly.
Wilson had a good year.
Why would Shaq be so offensive?
But Shannon felt offended. Like Shannon was talking to them guys like how somebody's like build up anger, like, oh, Shaq, you could have practiced harder, and why are you hating?
Kobe said that. Kobe said Shaq would have been better if he took practice seriously. Kobe said that.
That's your teammate because so you don't want to know if he's practicing or not, right? If you say like, hey, D, man, you got to come to practice earlier and you slack, even though you're having a good year, but if you practice harder, you could have hit, 400 instead of 350, which, from one teammate to another, then you could say, but, okay, he's a football player, he's saying it. But he didn't say, like, I think he might have mentioned Kobe's name once, but I'm saying he was coming in, even when Savon, the other guy, was trying to throw some water on it, he was coming at Shaq, like, hard, even though, the other guy, the other NBA guy was trying to say, Shaq was a dominant figure. They had guys given. He would come
he
back.
Was.
He could have six rings. He could have had, because it seemed like
he
the other guy was trying to
– But listen, listen what people are saying. I heard who was it? He was a receiver for he's on at Fox One now. Keyshawn Johnson said he can't ever remember LeBron James posterizing anybody. This is a football player saying he can't remember any time that he have seen LeBron James posterize anybody. He said Jordan posterized people.
I remember LeBron having some great blocks in the NBA, you know, finally come from behind and a couple, you know, on the backboard. Dunking like how Jordan did on Patrick Ewing, or he mean,
posterized pitches, dunk on them and stuff. How are you gonna say LeBron have never done that? What basketball did Keyshawn Johnson watch to say that he've never seen LeBron posterize anybody?
But maybe he wasn't watching basketball that much. That's the thing. I'm saying, okay, he didn't. That's the opinion. He just said he may never saw it, which we can't say he's lying. He may not.
You got a platform. You got a platform on Fox One, FX One, saying that on a platform. How can you say something?
You think he's lying? You think he's lying? I'm saying you think he's lying. You think he should go back and watch videotape?
I'm telling you, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Because if you pull up posterized from LeBron, he posterized almost everybody in the NBA. Boy was over jump. Remember when LeBron was at one time 18? LeBron was at one time 19. Yeah, he's 39 or 40 now. But when he was 8, you gonna tell me you've never seen posterize anybody?
Because when Keyshawn probably was playing football, and then when he retired and started doing the rated TV. He had his pack. He probably never. I mean, some athletes, they just feel they're so good they don't want to watch other sport. They don't cross the sport. They might just watch other football and critique guys. He may never see it though.
Don't say stuff like that. If you never watched it, don't say it. Because you're saying it because you're the platform that you got. You're telling millions of people that this man never posterized anybody.
No, he didn't say that, Roman. He said he never saw it.
Yes, he did. He said he can't remember any time. Go ahead.
Didn't you just say that he said, as long as I haven't watched, I've never seen LeBron? He never saw LeBron.
He said he had never seen, in his words, quote unquote, yes. I have never seen LeBron posterize anybody.
Right. You heard that word? He just said, I have never. He didn't say he'd never done. He said he'd never. So he may have not never seen him. So maybe you have to send him a couple snaps of LeBron doing some stuff, and then he can say, I take it back.
He's in a professional setting of basketball, and he couldn't tell his producers, let me see some of the shots.
Let me see something. Well, they probably showed him one after that. They probably showed him some, because you know how the other –
they showed hundreds of them. While he was saying that, there was other people were showing hundreds of him posterizing ball players. You know, the guy is 40 right now, but he's still top 10 in the league.
Right, right. I mean, but the guy, his situation, okay, but
what have he done?
But no, he don't dog along like the other guy, the white guy that be on First Take. What's the guy named that averaged 1.1 a game and he played one time a cup? What's the guy? The one that Shannon left. The one him and Shannon was arguing.
Skip Bayless.
Yes, he's Skip. Yeah. Now Skip come off of what's name, he'd be dogging. But I don't think the receivers, Keyshawn's, is dogging LeBron. And I think one thing about Keyshawn, you never see Keyshawn out in public going in the sports arena. I mean, Shannon goes to basketball games. He's an avid basketball lover, though. He's into basketball. He goes to games. But I don't think you very seldom see this other guy, Keyshawn, do anything since he retired. He used to mess with the Williams girls. That's about his only activity. Yeah, he dated one of the Williams
girls. Don't say stupid stuff like that, though. Don't say stupid stuff like that. That's really true. You're a professional athlete. And it's like you're a professional athlete and saying that you haven't seen such and such. Man, come on, man. I mean, what kind of a conversation are you having saying that you have never seen LeBron posterize anybody? That makes no sense for him to say that because it's not true. You know? It's not true
at all. But, Roman, how can you get mad? I mean, the guy, his own personal thing, he probably never seen it. I mean, there's something like you say, you would say, like, man, what TV station he's on? This is LeBron James, top basketball, him and Steph Curry, two top. It's like you saying, I never seen a game with, you know, Steph Curry. I mean, it's like you can't be an American and say, like, you never seen LeBron play a game or you never seen Steph hit a three-pointer or win a game or, you know, have a buzzer beater. Come on. It's all over TV, your phone, social media,
LeBron,
people post stuff.
People say that he doesn't have the killer instinct. He doesn't have that. But you know what, though? If you really add up all the buzzer beaters, LeBron have beaten every superstar with buzzer beaters. Every one. Everyone.
Yeah, he don't want to take the last shot. He doesn't want to be the one to take the last shot and this and that. Yeah,
right.
they say that.
But listen to what Charles Oakley said. He said that Jordan is his best friend. But if you ask him who he would prefer to play with, he said LeBron. But LeBron make him better. But LeBron would pass the ball to him. Charles Oakley.
Barkley, him don't speak. Him and Barkley don't speak. Barkley said he told him the truth that he's not a good owner. And he said, and from then they start speaking. He said, I'm your friend. I tell him the truth.
Barkley wasn't wrong.
No, yeah.
He's not.
He said, yeah.
You know,
he says,
That's the thing about opinion. Somebody an opinion, you can't get too upset over somebody's opinion. That's what I was saying with Shaq and Shannon. I don't think Shaq, because Shaq do a rap diss tape.
You diss tape. Yeah, I heard the tape. But I mean, tell me your opinion. I mean, he was coming out not as a reporter already. He was coming out with an attitude. He came at him hard. He was like pissed off. I mean, it's like he's mad at Shaq because Shaq only got one MVP and not six. Shaq didn't say he's mad he didn't get no more MVPs or he didn't get no more award. I didn't hear Shaq say the guy sucked or I wish I was still playing.
Say it, but you can't go tell him, man, I think this one better than you, that one better than you. You can't do that. You know, you
should
do
the people.
Yeah, that's
why
you
can't
do that.
We've done the people. Ain't don't you always say honesty is the best policy?
We're not on the platform.
We always say that. We're
not on the platform, though. We're not on a big platform. You see, that to me, that's the difference. And when you saying things, you got to watch what you say because you got that platform. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have me and you around the bar talking, having a good old time, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, I can say whatever I want to say, but if I have a platform, like right now, I can't say anything I want to say right now because it's a platform we have. You understand what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to CRS Radio, Sports Chat and more, talking to myself and to my man, D. Dixon. They always pull in and say hi. And I think the next round we'll invite Miss Rhoda Arundel. She's going to come in and have a conversation. So give us a little bit of a minute, and we'll bring Miss Rhoda in the conversation.
You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with Sports, Chat, and more.
Good evening, Miss Rhoda. How are you doing today?
Good evening. I'm fine. Thanks. Good evening to you and Dee. How are you doing, Dee?
Hey,
I'm doing okay, thanks. How is everything going on your end, Dee?
Hey, I'm here hanging. Man, your buddy just get me upset with this don't say what's on your mind thing, talking about being jealous. I'm just mad with him about that. Did you hear our conversation? Have you been listening in?
And not all of it, just about the tail end. Good to hear your voice and that you're doing okay and that your family is doing okay.
Oh, yeah. This weekend is going to be the situation. This weekend is the ceremony. So, yeah, I'm trying to maintain and go through that. Yeah, but I mean, a couple minutes on the radio with you and Ski, you know. That takes my mind off the thing for a couple minutes.
That's very good. Well, I'm glad you're here, though. Even though you're talking crazy, I'm so glad you're here. You know, that's okay.
Yeah. Miss Rhoda, I don't understand this guy, man. This guy, you know, one minute he's like saying, you know, D, we're in the middle of our high established life. It's like, man, D, man, you gotta tell him what you feel is on your mind, you know. And I'm telling Skeet, Shaq had an issue with Shaq and this guy, you know, had an issue. I respect, like nowadays kids are in this, you know, it's bullying, you can't say what's on your mind, it's, you know, watered down feelings. But I respect you, Miss Harrington. If you was to say, hey, D, you're not studying hard enough to get an A, you know, I mean, instead of you go behind the back and tell Skeet, and Skeet tell Johnny and everybody saying, yo, man, Skeet's saying that D's not working hard, I would rather you tell me straight to my face than someone else tell me. I mean, what's your opinion on that? We're talking about the guy and the two athletes.
You and
know?
I, We were having the conversation about this whole, just the notion, I believe. I made a post today about that on Facebook. Like, I believe, like, we're in a time where people just say what's on their mind sometimes without, you know, consequence. And hey, that's fine. But I'm one of those straight shooters, like you. I like to say what I feel, but I'm also mindful to be respectful, right? And I think
right,
you
right.
can do both. I think you can do both. I believe you can be respectful and share truth and then have an honest conversation, right? I don't think
right.
you need to be politically correct all the time. I think that's part of the challenges I'm having here in America with certain things, because if you say speech, it ought to be free, right? But at the same time, I think you can have those hard conversations and agree and disagree without being disrespectful. I think there's a balance there somewhere. And I think it starts from the position that the person that you are facing or that you're having the discussion with is your equal, right? I am you and you are me. And if I see myself in you, then we can have an honest conversation.
Yeah,
but
I believe
sometimes that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I believe nowadays with the new school era, you know, you can't tell somebody, because they all take it, oh, you're just picking on me, it's considered bullying, you're just making me show me up. You can't, like, say something like, hey, you know, and I told the kids, I feel like if there's some issue, why these kids would look, if you have like, say, a piece of paper on your nose, the kids will sit over there, nobody wants to tell you, they'll sit there, giggle and laugh, but nobody wants to come to the person and say, hey, you know, you got something on your nose
right.
or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, back in our days, we tell, hey, man, you got a piece of XYZ, take that junk off. Nowadays, the kids would be like, they look, you sit there with that stuff on your face. But it's like these kids nowadays. It's just,
But let's think about it, because I talk a little bit about this in my new book about what are some of the core values you are going to train the younger ones with as you prepare them to become adults. And I think part of it is, you know the African expression of Ubuntu, right, where we say I am because you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and biblical teachings, our parents would have taught us, I am my neighbor's keeper or something to that effect,
mm-hmm.
right, that we look out for each other. And you start very early, I believe, by training youngsters to know that I can't make it without you. Right. But here
right.
in this Western cultural context, it's all about competition. You know, if you're going to be a success, you have to get ahead of everybody else and you have to hoard as much as you can because that makes you very successful. And so what if you rob from other people and if you steal from others? And you see what's going on now with your former president's trial and all these other issues. But I think that mm-hmm. comes from training in a mindset that says, in order for me to be great, I have to make sure that you are less than I am. And you see that with how children treat each other in the playground. You see, you know, teachers will say it's bad, but they see their parents, the kids see their parents behaving differently. So I think it's the values that we put, you know, that we think are important. And if we teach more about collaboration and coming together and we need to do it together in order for all of us to be successful, I think you would look out for that kid with the toilet paper on his nose or whatever, rather than, you know, belittle him.
It's kind of crazy because with both you guys here, it's the same world, but it's a different world. D is seeing the kids at this age level, and then you see the kids as adult level. You know, it's kind of amazing to have this conversation because D is seeing where kids are afraid to even do something or say something, or they may say if you say something, it's going to be bullying. You know, when it's really
no. What I'm saying is that you start.
No. I was just saying negative what you're saying, but I was just saying the two different worlds. You guys are both. D teaches this age and you teaches that age. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying in the book,
I wonder if you've seen the same thing in your age of teaching adults.
I'm seeing it in the adults that become the kids that be. I have a friend who always says to me, "We know who the playground bully was in school because we see him today as an adult." Right? You know who that guy was at the age of 6 or 5 on the playground. You see the adult that he became. Very few people deviate from that. And a lot of that has to do with the values at home, the values in the society, his access to certain things, his sense of privilege, his sense of you know, I'm entitled, et cetera. And you see that throughout the person's life. And I'm saying if we maybe like Asian culture or indigenous cultures in different parts of the world where they have a different value system that is based on the collective and the success of the collective, and you put that as part of the school curriculum and you train the youngsters in that, you create a different kind of society. You know, that's what I'm saying. So you see it in the kids, but they become adults, and you see this kind of selfish behavior as they become adults.
Hold that thought for a second. Hold that thought. 757. Who am I speaking? Who we have a pleasure to speak?
That's our buddy, Mr. Lee. That should be Dr. Lee calling in.
How is everyone?
Oh my God! What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm here. How about yourself?
There's that voice. Hey, Pete. There's that voice.
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Glad to have you on, man. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to let you in the studio, man. I'm glad to hear your voice. How you been doing? What's up with you?
Good, man. You got to thank my big bro for that. He I don't talk to him much, but I still love him. He know that, but he added me on. So thank him for that. I appreciate it though.
I don't talk to him either. I don't like him anymore. So we're in the same page. what's your thought, man? What's going on with you? Tell us something, man. You know, you're on now.
Tell us what's going on, man.
What's going on?
Yeah, let us know. You got some stuff coming on. You got a big event coming up, too. Tell the nation what you got going on, man, the Groove Fest.
Yeah, I have a big event coming up in October 4th. It's actually here in Virginia. It's called Groove Fest. And what it is me and a few friends of mine, we sat down and we thought about bringing family, trying to bring families back together here. Something that we've seemed to get away from. We put our heads together and we thought, well, you know, what's better than, you know, good music, good food, and you know, some togetherness, you know. So that's what we come up with. We have some music groups that's coming. Anybody can come from 1 year old to 100 years old. and we're going to be considered a family. We're actually going to be called Movers and Groovers from now on, forever. So some people out there that don't really have families or don't really know what the family dynamics is like, this is something that they can hold on to, you know, for the rest of their lives. So that's what we have going on. We have food vendors, we have vendors, we have different type of organizations, school board members, city council members, mayors, police chiefs, things of that nature. So this is a big event coming up. About 10,000. We're expecting about 10,000 people.
Hey, make sure we got our own Facebook page, TRS Radio Sports Chat. Go on Facebook, man,
okay,
put all our information there. And I'll make sure put it out there for everybody to see and stuff like that. But that's
okay.
I like that
okay.
idea a lot. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Some hard work I've gone into it, man, but it's well worth it. So I'll definitely
do
that, and I appreciate your help.
That's good, man. You gotta let us know. Hey, man. You see your boy Soto tearing up the Yankees, man. What's going on, man? What's going on with your stepson?
Is he still pursuing the baseball?
Yeah, he's going to school. I don't know exactly where he went to a junior college.
Okay.
So I don't know. I really don't know. You know, they tell me what they want to tell me. You know, they say I'm too hard on him. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah. He got a good little stepson, Skeet. He's friends with Soto and stuff. Soto's father, the little guy that's with the Yankees now. So
right.
He's Dominican, right? Right.
Yes. From Santo Domingo. Yes. Uh huh.
Yes.
So hopefully he'll get it together. You know, our culture is a little different. I mean, I'm just trying to. I know it takes some tough love sometimes. So he's raised by his mother. You know, his grandmother and his mom and his aunts, and so I kind of like had to lay back a little bit.
We got Lee on the phone, so be careful how you say those things, Mr. Lee.
No, I mean I'm being honest. It takes a balance.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know anything about baseball. They don't know about the hard work and dedication that it takes to make it. That's somewhere I've been. I know about it. I'll stay in my lane when it's time to stay in my lane. Don't get me wrong. But I know it takes some hard work and dedication. You got to love it. Can't like it.
That's it right there. You got to love it. Yeah.
Right.
Ski was asking us, you heard what's going on with Shaq and Shannon Sharp?
Yes.
Any takes on it?
I mean, Shannon Sharp just basically said that he's a heck of a basketball player. You know, he's one of the greats, but his name doesn't come up when you talk about GOAT, you know, the GOAT.
Repeat that again, Mr. Lee. I want Dixon to hear that because that's what I heard.
That's what you heard. Mr. Lee, that part is great. That part is great. I don't disagree, but he was coming at Shaq with an attitude, though, on the podcast.
That's the same thing. Your interpretation was my interpretation, and that's the conversation I've been having. I mean, we can have our opinion about people's performance based on whatever values we have, but I don't know if you always have to, you know, go there. You
know, he took it personal.
But I'm not a person at that level, so I wouldn't. So I just think it's interesting that we speak about and to each other like that these days. You know,
Shannon also said, "Listen, I would never tell you I was the best tight end." He said, "I can give you five or six tight end that's better than me, but I gave it everything I got." He said, "I was like I had to work hard to get where I'm at to be a Hall of Famer." All he said is that Shaq was the most dominant center in the league, and he's telling everybody he wished. But he should have produced more awards for how good he was. But it's because he didn't put the work.
A lot of times Shaq was overweight.
Hey, you know what? The league was so balanced and so good back then. Everybody was a superstar. I mean, it was hard for Shaq to get 5-6 MVP. You had Jordan there getting all the awards. I mean, you know, Kobe's getting so. I mean, it's hard. I mean,
it wasn't hard. I don't think it was hard.
Barkley got one award.
No.
Barkley's a good player.
No.
Who?
Barkley's a good player back in the day. He only got one.
I have a question for you guys. And it's probably devil's advocate, but I really want to know, are you saying that the awards are the things that kind of determine the greatness, or that the person could be great without the awards?
Oh, good question, Ms. Rowe.
That's a very good question. I think the people could be great without the awards. But if you're putting yourself in place of other people that are winning awards and saying that you should have won more awards, then why didn't you win awards?
I don't think he ever said
saying?
That. See, that's the mistake. He never said he wanted more awards. They were saying that. He never said he's mad because he only got one or two MVPs. He never said that.
Okay, if I'm mad at one MVP,
he did.
He's mad at one.
He did,
what
though.
What did he say?
He said that the year Steve Nash won the award, he was supposed to get that one.
Right, that one, yeah, right. That one, but I'm saying he was, and I think now what did he say wrong about Joker? He said, Joker, you had a good year, and you're a good dick, but he just think, I think XYZ had a better year. I don't think that's, he's saying I'm nasty. I don't think he said what Ashley just said. He said, mm-hmm. You had a great year. I give you your props, but I think such the memory when MB lost the Joker, everybody was saying MB should have gotten that year. I mean, everybody's their opinion.
I mean, it's an opinion. It's opinionated.
It's the platform that you use to do that.
Exactly.
So
I'm interviewing you on a TV show. I can't cut you down like that because it's a platform that you use. You know, like I said, me and you on the street saying something is different than on the platform.
Me and Shorter going back in, now you're getting like the kids.
If you
make a comment, that don't mean you're cutting them down. He just made a comment. He's not saying he sucks. He didn't say he sucks.
He did get kind of personal
with Shannon Sharp,
he
though.
Did. Yeah, because Shannon got personal with him. Shannon,
well,
no, he was yelling.
But listen, you are a professional, a former professional athlete, and you just, every chance you get, you're knocking down certain players, right? You tell them they're not good, they should do this, But minute
that's Charles. That's Charles Oakley. That's Charles Oakley with Kevin Durant. That's not the same with Shaq. That's when them Stephen A. Smith. They come at guys. Those
you know
come at
Shaq. That guy Howard. What's his name? The center.
Dwight Howard. That's a first. Right. They have a first.
You know
yeah,
how much he beat down? You know how much he beat down Dwight Howard? He
right.
beat
right.
Dwight
right.
down.
That's
many
personal. That's personal.
Right.
He beat
them
down personally.
Right. Them to a personal vendetta. Yeah, they go back and forth. But I'm saying,
but still, he did that. So why can't somebody say something about him? Accept that.
He's
you do it for all
the
year.
People criticize Shaq all the time over the years. He can't shoot free throws. He suck. I mean, he knows his weakness. But to me, my opinion now, I don't think that he did something wrong by addressing to the guy. First, he gave him his prop, and he just said his opinion. So I just think this guy had a great year. I don't think it's wrong. That's not the same as Steve Kevin Durant. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just saying I didn't think
no one's wrong. No, I don't think anyone is wrong. I think it's your how you see it. How everyone is right in their own way. I just think Shaq gets personal. Like he could never. He told Sharp he could never, you know, equal up to him and all of that. And that's not what Shannon Sharp was saying.
That's not what if you watch the video like me and Ms. Rhoda did, you don't take nothing good out of that video because he's yelling
and
saying, the guy should have lost more weight. He could have got seven rings.
Shannon said, listen, man, I came from nothing. I wasn't a great athlete like Shaq was. I wasn't dominant like Shaq was. I put a lot of work in. He said,
work.
I could name.
Exactly.
I could name. All these tight ends, many tight ends better than me.
But
Shaq will even say it. Shaq will even say it that he didn't put the work in.
Yeah,
right. Kobe said it. But I'm saying, but Shannon Sharp don't even know how Shaq work out. He just taking a secondhand story from somebody else, telling him and saying
this
he
guy was.
Lazy.
Shaq said it.
He's just reiterating
what Shaq said about himself. Even Kobe said
he's saying Kobe mentioned, hey, you know, you can work hard, which that's true because Kobe was there with him. But what I'm saying, Shannon was saying, it's not like the other two guys was there. Ocho was there and other guy. You said they took the store and listened, but your boy came at him like he's coming with a person like he's mad because Shaq did something wrong to him. He thinks like Shaq stole his wife or something.
He was responding to what Shaq said. That one where he was just responding to Shaq. He was just saying, Shaq.
Now, here's my take on the whole thing. Why is all of this like so important in the sense of, you know, who we are as a people and how we deal with each other? You know, that's going back to me. To me, that's where the conversation gets bigger, right? Because
if you can criticize other people, I don't
disagree that you should be able to take criticism. That's not the issue. The thing that we have become such a a group of people that have become so personal with each other when we disagree on opinions that I think that's where the nastiness is, and I think that's what we need to be discussing and guarding against. You can have an opinion and state your values or your criteria that says based on one ring or 50 rings, this is how I rank this guy or not. But when we start to get personal and start to call each other out, I think that's ugly, and I think that's the bigger conversation, because this is what we're teaching the younger ones, and I think that's where the problem is.
I totally agree with you. I think, and this is just my own opinion, I just think that the hires that be control the narratives, and they know things like this.
That's true.
It gets attention because they do it with everything, even with the acting and stuff like that, with the Chris Rock and the Will Smith, and it's always something going on. And I just believe the rabbit hole goes a lot deeper than the average person really sees.
Check this out. Do you see Asians doing this in the same level? Do you see it among? And again, as I'm a Pan-Africanist, so as Black people, we are the ones that keep getting involved in these kinds of conversation, and then the media makes money off of us, and we continue to do this to degrade each other to the, you know, to our detriment, but to give others money, and they get wealthy off of our. And I think that is so small. I think that is so small. You know,
it's right. You know, but I just think some individuals have a price, and if you won't do it, somebody else will. The Stephen A. Smiths, the Charles Barkleys. I mean, you can go around. You can pretty much go around, and there's always us. They're not really concerned about the Asian population. They're trying to degrade us as you know, as Blacks. To be totally honest, that's what I see.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't disagree with that. I would not disagree with that at all, Mr. Lee. I don't agree with all. But anyway, man, we got a minute and a half left, man. D, anything you want to? Hey, D, before I go, I want to say that I know this weekend is going to be a hard weekend for you, man. You know you're in our prayers, and I was in my prayers. So I want you to know that as a friend, man, knowing you for as long as I know you, you always that guy that always want to put smile on people's faces. And it's hard sometimes. You smile. Yeah. When somebody smile, you feel good, you know, and it's our time now to try to do the same to you, man.
I appreciate you, Ms. Rhoda. I appreciate it. Like I said, I enjoy these couple minutes. Like I said, we got to taper this for another part two of this conversation, because you're not going to
win that easy. We definitely got to be back next Monday.
Rhoda, he's not going to win that easy, Rhoda.
I'll be available from Sunny St. Martin. I'll be calling in from Sunny St. Martin.
And Mr. Lee, make sure please put that stuff on our website. It's CRS Radio, Radio Sports.
I think I'll be doing that. I like that.
Okay. Put it on. I might put it on that.
Sounds great. I'll get the information from Big Bro.
Yeah. Just look. Hey, thank everybody, man. What an awesome show, man. This is every week, we topped the week before, man. And Dixon, you know, every week we miss you, man. So let's do this again next week and pick it up again next week, man. We'll try to put a platform out there on Facebook and let people call in on their and see what's going on, man. So, good night, everybody. And it's been a pleasure to have everybody on here. See you guys next Monday, 8 to 9:30, man. Thank you so
good
much.
Sounds great.
See you guys. Same station, same place.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.
You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with Sports, Chat, and more. You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with Sports, Chat, and more. You're listening to Rafael Skeet on the Caribbean Radio Show with Sports, Chat, and more.